The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Tilda and Rhythm 2 Soul with Death on 96.4 Radio Southland. In the studio this morning, I've got Tanya, who is the Tally TFL representative at St. John's. St. 42nd interview for 2025 and 559th interview since the 25th of April 2018. Can you share a little bit about yourself and your background?
Kia ora, Jack. So I'm Tania from Hātahoni, St. John. A little bit of background about me. I started St. John at the age of 9. Wow. So this year, 45 years service to St. John. Done a various lots of roles within the organisation, from youth to youth management to a first aid tutor, area committee, lots of volunteer roles, and I started my paid role for St. John 14 years ago.
Can you tell us more about St. John's annual role?
So my present role at Hātahoni St. John is I look after the medical alarms, and we have a team of three in Southland. I'm in a District 9 team of nine of us, and we look after the medical alarms. So we do the servicing, the installs, and look after all our medical alarm clients.
What does St. John's offer those with a disability?
So, firstly, we've got the medical alarm. And the medical alarm, what it does really is gives you independence and keeps you safe at home and in the community. So it's just giving you your independence. So you can be alone, but just at the touch of a button, you've got help that goes direct to Hātahoni St. John. We've also got something called Care and Caller. And that is a group of volunteer people that ring people up who are a little bit housebound or just a little bit lonely, and we can offer them a friendship over the phone. We've also got our health shuttles that can take people to health appointments around Invercargill or to Dunedin. And obviously our ambulance service as well that can help people out as well.
What motivates you in this role?
Probably the people. I love the people.
Yeah.
The people that I work with and the people that I meet.
Yeah.
No day is the same. It's pretty awesome. There's some nice people out there, Jack.
Yeah, there is. Invercargill is a very good community.
I think so.
I was born in Christchurch, but me and Mum moved down here when I was 8 years old, and my mum was born in Bluff.
Oh, nice. Mum's come home.
So we came back here when I was 8 years old.
Nice.
So only because we had family blue down here, and Mum wanted to be closer to family, and
that's pretty special.
What aspect of this role do you find most rewarding?
The people, and being able to assist people and just see the relief when they get a medical alarm, that they feel safe and gives them their, what's that word I'm looking for? It sort of gives them their independence back and their confidence,
How long have you been in the Talitier field representative for?
About 14 years
in
Invercargill,
We love hearing inspirational stories. Do you have any inspirational stories you to share with us?
So every day is pretty rewarding and inspirational, really. I see a lot of people that struggle with life, but who just make things work. But there is a story of a young person who had a stroke. And they, their husband had to go back to work. So for this young person to be at home alone, one of the things that happened when they had the stroke was they couldn't talk or communicate. And for this young person to be home alone and the husband going back to work just terrified them. So we put a medical alarm on that person. We went and assisted with that. And to see their confidence as we put that pendant around their neck, that even if they couldn't ring for help, they just had to push a button. And we, they didn't even have to speak or say anything. We knew, because that when you press that button, it goes direct to Heart of Honey St. John. We knew who that person was, where they lived, and what help they might need. And we also can contact their responder, who could get home pretty quickly. That person's confidence just soared. They went for a walk and realised that their home alarm wasn't going to work past their letterbox. So they had a bit of a panic attack. So we went back and put on the Go Anywhere alarm for that person that gives them the press of a button anywhere in New Zealand with good cellular coverage. So their confidence built up by going back out into the community, but knowing at the push of a button they had help.
That's
so
awesome.
It, that was pretty rewarding.
What is a teletier field representative of people are not sure?
So what my role is, I look after the medical alarms. I install medical alarms. I service medical alarms, keep an eye on all my clients. I work with organisations like WINS, because there could be some WINS funding involved, social workers, doctors, lots of NGOs, likes of Age Concern, lots of people in the community to make sure that anyone who is struggling or not doing so well in the community and needs that support, that, that we are there to support them.
How long has St. John's been open for in New Zealand?
Jack, you didn't prepare me for this
one. I know.
140 years in New Zealand, but it is not just a New Zealand thing. It is a worldwide organisation that started right back in Jerusalem with the Knights and Crusades. And I'm talking thousands of years ago. So St. John is here forever.
So, Tony, when I was, so first 2 years of my life, I was like literally in and out of hospital, and I used St. John's quite a lot in there. Because I remember one incident, when was it? I think it was about 18 years ago. My uncle had a break, was at home, with his wife, my auntie, in the garden in Winton. And then he said to his wife, Uncle Daniel said to his wife, "Oh, I don't think I feel so dead. Stood up and literally fell to the ground, smacked his head on the concrete, had to date the dead in an ambulance to the hospital. Then went to the hospital. Then the doctor came in and said, "Oh, sorry, your son has not survived, and he passed away." And then my granddad ended up fainting and ended up in a bed and wanted to die with him too.
Then
I went into the room in the hospital, and I remember this day there was like blood all over everywhere.
Oh gosh. So you weren't very old, were you?
No, I was probably about 12, maybe 13.
Had you ever done a first aid course?
I have got my first aid certificate, but I haven't done it for a while, so maybe I shouldn't do it again.
Yeah, yeah. Something we brought in a wee while ago was we did a first aid courses with Disability Southland.
Yeah.
And we sort of adapted the courses so that everyone could participate and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we need to have another one of those, Jack, so you could come along and learn some skills.
Yeah.
Even if you can't get down and perform CPR, if you know how to explain to someone to do it, we can still save a life and make a difference,
can't we? They turn you for CPR, don't they? Usually put you on your side and then do like that. That's what I...
Yep, so lying flat on your back.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you put your hand like, is it?
For choking?
Yeah.
Or for CPR?
Yeah, yep. CPR.
Yep.
Yeah. And then if after, isn't it after like 5 minutes, if they haven't like come out of it or if they're having a seizure, they have to run the ambulance. That's right.
Yeah. If someone has collapsed.
Yep.
And not breathing and we're starting CPR, we should ring an ambulance as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And we should also be looking for an AED. Do you know what an AED is, Jack?
AED.
So they're all around our city. We're very lucky.
I'm not, what's that?
They're our heart start machines that we put on and you see them in the movies and things all the time. Yeah. Yep. So they're all around our city. We're very lucky in Invercargill.
Yeah.
So that's your homework, Jack. I want you to go around and look around and find all these AEDs in your city.
Okay.
There's an app that you can also download, which is AED Locations.
I should download it.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting because I
don't... Yeah. I think we need to start one of our new first aid courses next year and get you to come along and we'll refresh you on everything so you're prepared out in the community.
Yeah.
Perfect.
What do you enjoy doing when you're not at work?
Do you know what, Jack?
What?
St. John is my full-time job.
Yeah.
It's what I do in my spare time in a volunteer role.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my passion. So St. John is huge for me.
Seeing people every day makes you feel happy.
It does. But outside of St. John, anything family.
Yeah.
I love being with my family.
Yeah. Yeah. You shouldn't put, if you're not working at St. John's, what would you like to be doing?
Hanging out with my family.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. I like to spend a little bit of time alone too.
Yep.
Just to recharge my batteries.
Yeah, it's good to be in the by yourself, eh?
Yep. Absolutely.
Then sometimes it's just boring. Like, oh, no. This is boring.
Yeah. Yeah. We need people around us, don't we? Yeah. Yep.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
I think it's really important that we know about ambulance memberships.
Yeah.
Because if we ring an ambulance, unless we have a membership, it's not going to be free.
Yeah.
So there is a part charge of $125 for an ambulance call out.
Mm-hmm.
But if we get an ambulance membership, which is $70 for a single or $96 for two people or $115 for the household.
Yeah.
Then all your emergency ambulance costs are going to be covered. So I think that's really important that we know about that. I think, Jack, that's probably about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something I love about our St. John medical alarms is that we go direct to Hātahoni St. John.
Mm-hmm.
So when you push that button, you're going direct to St. John. It's our ambulance that comes, Hātahoni St. John ambulance that comes to you, and we've got all local reps that we get to know in our community. So I think that what stands us apart with our medical alarms as well. Yeah.
Yeah. How do people get in touch with you?
So people can get in touch with us. We've got our op shop in Yarrow Street. Have you ever been to our op shop, Jack?
Is that the one on Space Rate?
Yarrow Street.
Probably.
So we've got an op shop there, and we've got an amazing team of Shirley and her volunteers that work there, and they can do anything St. John, like do ambulance subscriptions, pay ambulance accounts, and give you any information you need.
That's awesome.
Yep. We also have an 0800 number, so 0800 50 23 23.
Mm-hmm.
Can also get hold of us. And we also have an email of info at stjohn.org.nz.
Mm-hmm. This show is available as a podcast on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab, links to stream podcasts, and also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Southland. You can subscribe on the Apple podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify. Search us out and make sure you follow us. Or there's the Google Play or Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio Southland as your station. Thank you, Tania, for coming on. So this morning, tape up the awesome mahi, Tania. You do have to tell the TFL representative at St. John's and in the South Island region and in the community of Invitado and in Aotearoa, New Zealand. This podcast will do low on the radio at 12:10 on Wednesday the 10th of December and replay on Friday the 12th of December at 2:22 on 96.4 Radio Southland.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.